KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have mostly clear skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. Our forecast for today is calling for to be mostly sunny, a high of 56. Winds out of the south at around 10 miles per hour. There will be a high wind watch in effect for the listening area. In fact, all of western and southwest Iowa on Wednesday. And we'll tell you more about that coming up during the weather. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Firefighters from Elliott and Red Oak were dispatched to a residential structure fire Sunday at around 1:40 p.m. The flames were reported at 600 Elm Street. Griswold and Grant Fire Departments were called to offer mutual aid in the form of water tankers and additional firefighter personnel. According to Griswold Fire Chief J.C. Wyman, the residents had safely evacuated the structure before firefighters arrived. The structure was a total loss. Strong winds fanned the flames through the two-story house. The crews were on the scene for about 3 hours. The cause of the blaze was not immediately known. Other agencies assisting at the scene included the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office and Red Cross, along with the CAS and Montgomery County Emergency Management Agencies. Two people were injured during an ATV rollover accident Sunday afternoon west of Elliott. The incident happened near 2166 110th Street at around 4:20 p.m. A medical helicopter was requested at the scene. Additional information is currently unavailable. A Shenandoah man was arrested following a traffic stop early Sunday morning, according to Shenandoah police. The traffic stop was conducted in the 400 block of South Center Street shortly after midnight. Upon investigation, officers arrested 22-year-old Seth Robert Lawrence Johnson of Shenandoah for OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of paraphernalia. Johnson was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,600 bond. Well, the Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session beginning at 5:30 p.m. this Wednesday at City Hall. The meeting will be the last for current Mayor Dave Jones and Councilman Dick Cassidy. Jones did not run for re-election in advance of the November 2nd race, and Cassidy lost his 5th Ward seat to former Councilman Dana Halder on November 2nd. At-large Councilmember Grace Garrett, who won the November 30th runoff election against Tim Tighe, will be sworn in as mayor toward the end of Wednesday's session and be presented with the gavel by Mayor Jones. Before Halder and Garrett are administered their respective oaths of office, the Atlantic City Council has some other business to attend to. And that includes a public hearing with regard to a CDBG-CV application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority for a $100,000 grant to help the Atlantic Food Pantry buy food in 2022 and the first part of 2023. CV, by the way, stands for COVID-related relief. The city would serve as the applicant. As part of the application process, a matching grant of $23,000 is required. Now, those funds have already been obtained through the recent Scrooge contest in Atlantic. Several points will be covered during the public hearing and addressed through citizen participation. Afterward, the council will act on an order to approve the Atlantic Food Pantry's application for the CDBG-CV program. In other business, the council will act on an order approving a change order for the Atlantic Downtown Revitalization Project with regard to replacing broken glass at 511 Chestnut Street and providing for additional repairs at 413 Chestnut. The cost of the change orders is $1,838 and will not be shouldered by the city alone. For every dollar the property owner commits to the project, the city matches that with a dollar and the federal government matches with $2. Another part of Wednesday's council meeting in Atlantic is an order to fill the vacant at-large council seat by appointment, with Grace Garrett assuming the role as mayor. Her seat will be left open. The council has the option to fill the seat by appointment, but must first publish a notice of intent to do so, not less than 4 and not more than 20 days before the date they consider the appointment. The appointment to fill the vacancy must be made within 60 days of the date of the vacancy, and if the council chooses to appoint, the public can petition for a special election to fill the vacancy. The petition must be filed within 14 days after the appointment is made or notice is published, whichever is later. It must also contain the required number of signatures, but no less than 10. A person appointed by the council would serve until the next city election. If a special election is called for, it would cost the city from anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000, according to City Administrator John Lund. In other business, the council Wednesday will act on orders to appoint to the Atlantic Airport Commission Bill Garrett and Brad Henningsen. Garrett will replace Dr. Carol Truitt, with the appointment lasting until November 1st, 2022. Henningsen will replace Mike Henningsen until November 1st, 2024, if they're appointments are approved. Both Dr. Truitt and Mike Henningsen have tendered their resignations from the commission. Elsewhere in state news, an inmate from the Webster County Jail in Fort Dodge enjoyed a short taste of freedom this past weekend after escaping Saturday and being caught on Sunday. Pat Powers reports.
43-year-old Jordan Mefford of Fort Dodge escaped the facility by propping open a third-story exit door to the jail late Saturday night and using sheeting to climb down the alley. The car Mefford was driving was later found in Otho, and a chase then pursued back to Fort Dodge. Police used stop sticks, which then deflated one of the tires. Police then arrested Mefford and a passenger, 27-year-old Destiny Sumter. Mefford was charged with felony eluding and felony escape, while Sumter was charged with violation of probation and aiding and abetting felony escape. From Webster City, I'm Pat Powers.
And that's a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy.